Hi, this is a dictation for Miss Marniwin, MARNIEWIN, date of service is October 6, 2022, date of birth 3/30/1970. The patient Marniwin is here for follow-up evaluation with the severe pain in the lower back and middle back, right knee, and pain level is from 7 to 9. Her ADLs are affected almost 9 on a scale of 1 to 10 in the area of mood, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life. Walking ability and work is affected 8. 70% pain is reported relieved so far with the pain medication, physical therapy and injections. She has been seeing an orthopedic surgeon who did surgery on her left knee, which is now completely better, and she's looking forward to have a surgery on the right knee. She has had MRIs which showed bulging disc from L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, along with facet arthropathy and a foramen narrowing on the left side at L3-4. SI joint degenerative changes were also located, and in the knee, both sides, there is a severe issue that have been described several times. Patient has had multiple injections with equivocal relief when she is waiting for surgery with Dr. Haki as soon as possible. Patient has a lot of effusion, degenerative changes, edema of the medial collateral ligament, Baker's cyst, and severe osteoarthritis in the patellofemoral compartment, bilaterally. Other than that, there is no symptom in system review. In neurology and psych, no headaches, dizziness, balance problem, vision problem, memory problem, none of them. No confusion, disorientation, no anxiety, panic, nightmares, and in the pain and numbness are severe stiffness of the lower back, and the lower back pain is a major issue for her, and knees are hurting bilaterally. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, and in the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. And in the last 1 month, there is no changes in the pain level, except it is improving almost 60 to 80%. Relevant changes in the medical history, she was hospitalized with COVID last month, and she underwent a isolation. Surgical history, non-hospitalization at Royal Oak Beaumont Hospital. Weight loss, she had lost 8 pounds. Any other trauma? None. Current pain medications are Percocet and Zantac. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 144/101, pulse is 70, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the physical examination will be from previous visit of 9/8/2022, dictation number is 0908-062. The patient reports that she is using a therapist, Gus, at the first integrated therapy, bringing significant relief. She does have a gout flare-up in addition to ongoing pain in the knees, for which she is seeing an orthopedic surgeon. And she had surgery in the left knee with 100% pain relief. She demands a lidocaine patch and a Lortran gel. Her meds were reviewed. She is provided with Percocet 7.5/325 rate once a day, PRN basis, 30 tablets. She is advised not to abuse her knees or go up and down. And melatonin 5 mg at night, Xenoflex 4 mg 12 hourly, lidocaine gel 5% is also provided. Meds were reviewed, labs were reviewed. New labs have been obtained. The patient seems very stable. She has had a series of 6 epidural injections, bringing her 80% release, and I think that's a pretty good deal. And we did 2 injections to the sacroiliac joint, and that has also brought her significant relief. At this time, no other treatment is required except physical therapy, stretching at home, doing yoga, meditation, and carry on. Losing weight is proposed, as well as trying liquid collagen, calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, soaking in warm water, in addition to physical therapy. Thank you.